AP News, I'm Tim McGuire in the Senate this evening.
On this vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 50. 3/5 of the senators duly chosen and sworn not having voted in the affirmative, the motion is not agreed to.
Vice President Kamala Harris announcing results of the effort to begin debate on a House-passed elections bill. The 50 Republicans voting no. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Every single Senate Republican just voted against starting debate on legislation to protect Americans' voting rights. Once again, the Senate Republican minority has launched a partisan blockade of a pressing issue here in the United States Senate, an issue no less fundamental than the right to vote.
Some GOP-controlled states have new election laws that voting rights advocates say make it more difficult for people to cast ballots, particularly minority residents. Republicans backing former President Donald Trump say the measures fight potential voting fraud, which was virtually non-existent in last November's election. Migrants who requested asylum in the U.S. get another chance from Homeland Security.
Applicants who were subjected to the previous administration's Remain in Mexico policy and were unable to appear for their court hearings are being allowed to register again with Homeland Security. One advocate group is estimating this will affect at least 10,000 migrants, although it's believed about 40,000 could be eligible. Many of them are believed to have left the Mexico border region, raising the possibility they'll make that dangerous trek to return. On his first day in office in January, President Biden halted the Remain in Mexico policy, allowing 26,000 asylum seekers with active cases back into the United States. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
This is AP News. Arvada, Colorado Police Chief Link Strait tells KMGH veteran police officer Gordon Beasley was targeted yesterday.
I can tell you that Gordon was targeted because he was wearing an Arvada police uniform and a badge. Officer Beasley was ambushed by a person who expressed hatred of police officers.
Another man described as a Samaritan, 40-year-old John Hurley, was also killed. The shooting suspect has been identified by the county coroner as Ronald Troika. The polls have closed in New York City in the mayoral primary election. Top contenders among the 13 Democrats running for the nomination may have a long wait ahead for accurate results because the party primary is using ranked choice voting. It will likely be well until next month until both the choices and absentee ballots are counted. In the Republican primary, Guardian Angel founder Curtis Siwa faces Fernando Mateo. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.